Hello, my fellow gardeners. Oh, it's a beautiful day in Southern California, and I am happy, happy person. Now, let me tell you why. I'll talk about something that has nothing to do with the garden, but I'll tell you why I'm happy. And maybe this can help you. I have a Cabrio Whirlpool washing machine. And despite all of the things online that you see about this washing machine, my particular washing machine has been a wonderful, fantastic wash machine for about the last 5 years. In fact, I bought the wash machine, and then after I bought it, and they hadn't delivered it yet, I got online and looked at all the negative reviews and thought, oh my God, I called the salesman up and I said, what's going on? Look at all these bad reviews. And he said, well, this was a newer model. So I'm just going to chalk it off and say after 5 years that the model I have, the wash machine that I have was absolutely perfect. However, about a week ago, I was saying, I love my washing machine. I love it. I can't believe it's been all this time and it's just working so good. And then yesterday, I went to put a load in. I pushed the start button and nothing clicked. Nothing went on. The start button kept flashing like, okay, you can click me now. But then I couldn't click it because when I clicked it went thud, thud, thud. I clicked my other two buttons, my power button and my cancel button, and they made that little clicking sound, and they were okay. But my start button just made that little thud. So I'm going, oh my God, I have enough things going on right now. I don't need to have a wash machine that's broken. Although it is spring and summer, I could hang everything out back. But I tried that once, and in Southern California, it's not like when I lived in Iowa, where you hung things out back and they smelled good and it was all, I don't know, when I was younger, it was a better thing to hang things outside. But once before this, not this wash machine, the one before this wash machine, that wash machine broke and I said, that's okay, we'll just get by without a wash machine. And Jean says, are you sure? And I said, yeah, well, I'll just hang the stuff outside here in Southern California in the backyard, get a clothesline. So I did that for maybe a month, and then I realized, I don't know what it is. Everything was hard and scratchy. It's not like when you put things in the dryer and you use the Bounce, you know, those softening pads, and everything comes out all soft and wonderful. Doggy barking. Maybe he thinks I'm talking to someone. I'll go outside. And so, anyway, let's get back to the washing machine. Well, I guess I should finish that up. So let me finish that up. The things came out too scratchy and dry, and I decided that this wasn't a good idea. So Jean and I went and we got a wash machine. And then we got the cheapest wash machine we could afford. I mean, it was just really super cheap, which we charged. And then about a year later, that super cheap wash machine broke, and it was a terrible wash machine. And so this time we went back, and we said, see, it's you get what you pay for. So we got this Cabrio Whirlpool washing machine. And like I said, it's been nice for a whole long time now. So now we have the problem of it's not starting. I mean, we don't. He's gone, and I've got the problem of not having it washed. I shouldn't even make fun of that. He passed 2 years ago. And so now I have to figure these things all out by myself. And I do. But I got on the YouTube last night and I looked everywhere. Start button on the Cabrio. Cabrio start button not working. And then they all said that you got to take off the control panel and you got to go to do this and you got to do that. And it was like this big, oh my God, I have to move the washing machine out and then get in the back panel and take it all apart. And I swear, YouTube just shows you how to do that. There are good people on there that just show you how to fix this stuff. And finally, and I read in the forums, and finally in a forum I read that, you know what, if you just want a quick fix, you just take off the little plastic part that's over the start button, and you remove that button, and then you can get to the circuit board where you can actually push the on button to push the start button. So I did that, and sure enough, it now works. I can't tell you how happy I am because I have no money and I cannot afford to have the guy do the wash machine, and I wasn't looking forward to hanging everything outside. That wash machine is like a 4.5 something capacity that I can wash my bedspreads in and everything. It's just awesome. So I'm so glad that's fixed. And what I did to show my my gratitude to all the YouTube people that put up things like this, that when something breaks, how you could fix it yourself. It's just amazing that people spend the time to do that. But I made a video, so you can just go to fridasgarden.com and go see my video on YouTube. And it's just a short little video, but it shows you how to repair it. And this, the way I got this was in a forum, and some guy had just left a few words and text on this forum, and I decided to put it in a video because I could not find cabrio start button broken anywhere that said anything else other than take the whole control panel apart. And oh my God, that's such a mess to do that. And the only problem with it is now the little plastic part that goes over the button, that is removed, but I'm just going to put some scotch tape over it, which will keep the water from getting in there. Like, no, water never splashes up there anyway. So, but anyway, just to be safe, I'll put the, and dirt and everything, I'll put some scotch tape over it, and then every time I use it, I'll just pull the scotch tape a little bit back, take the end of my pencil, push the button it's on the circuit board, just to push it on and get it started, and then I'm a happy, clean camper. So that's the moral of the story. If you have anything broken and you can fix anything at all, first look on YouTube, because, and it's the way you search for something. You have to be very short and concise with your words. And after spending 2 or 3 hours on the YouTube, if I had money, I'd just call the guy and come fix it. But I don't have that kind of money. I don't have any money, actually. So that wasn't going to work. All right, I hope you can get something out of this if you have a cabrio washing machine. And good luck to you. And that had nothing to do about gardening, but then I don't care. It was my appreciation of the world out there. Oh, stop. See you later. Bye.